realization hitting me like a thunderbolt. I am a murderer. Shock gives way to blind terror as adrenaline courses through me, my whole body vibrating now as if a swarm of bees are buzzing aggressively around inside me, trying to protect their nest. I can't stay here, in this house, with her like this. I should call the police. Only, my fingers are rigid and numb like the rest of me, because the police will not help me. They won't believe that it was an accident. I move towards the door, but my legs, already weak and jittery, give way beneath me, and I drop to the floor. A strained, muted screech leaves my mouth. This isn't real. This can't be real. No matter how many times I repeat this mantra, she'll never hear it. She's never coming back.
1. K. I push open the front door, the dim hallway light spilling out as I turn to look at Stephanie. In this half-light, my granddaughter seems even more broken and fragile. Her lank blonde hair covers most of her face, but I can just about see her eyes, sunken and hollow. She hesitates in the doorway, clutching her rucksack to her chest as if it's a shield, wavering at the threshold of my house, as if crossing it might be the point of no return. I see it, the wave of apprehension that washes over her, and I understand how overwhelming this must all feel. But I want her to know that she has me now. I'm here. I'll take care of her, no matter what. Come on in. I smile warmly and wrap my arms around her shoulders as I guide her inside. Make yourself at home, love. Stephanie's eyes widen as she scans the room, taking in the endless piles of bags and boxes stacked up along the walls. I flush in embarrassment. It's been so long since I saw my home through a stranger's eyes. I'd forgotten what a shock it can be. I see her nose wrinkle in distaste. My chest tightens. Perhaps if I'd have known tonight would unfold like this, I might have tidied up a bit. But really, where would I have put everything? Oh, this? This is all just organised chaos. Don't mind any of it, I babble, as Stephanie tries to hide the judgment in her eyes. I don't understand. Surely my warm, comfortable home is better than where I just picked her up from. The awful things I saw in that house. What's a little mess by comparison? She'll adjust, I tell myself. If the clutter doesn't bother me, it needn't bother Stephanie either. As though he senses the tension, my beloved dog Max bounds towards us, tail wagging excitedly. Ah, here he is, my main man, I beam as he turns his adorable chocolate eyes to my guest. Max, this is Stephanie. She's going to be staying with us for a while. Max circles Stephanie's legs before jumping up at her, as if citing his approval, and my heart swells with affection for him. Stephanie, however, clearly doesn't feel the same, looking at my sweet little Yorkshire Terrier like he's a rabid animal. No, get down, Max. She waves him away with the back of her hand as if swatting away an annoying wasp. Go on, down. He's only saying hello, I say, my voice a little too tight. Sorry, I'm allergic, Stephanie mumbles, but as she glances away, a part of me knows she's lying. Her mother would have the same look on her face when she fibbed. Well, Max is a hypoallergenic breed, I inform her, and he only means well. It could probably sense that you're a little out of sorts with everything that's happened. She nods, vaguely, her eyes moving around the room, not meeting mine. It's just growing pains, I tell myself. I shouldn't be too hard on her. We're basically strangers after all. Yet we are both painfully aware of how tonight has changed everything. Everything. Here we are, both dancing around each other, playing the roles that are expected of us. Grandmother and granddaughter. I should know her allergies, her hopes and fears. I should know the name of her best friend and how she likes her tea. But instead, I hardly recognise the 16-year-old girl in front of me. We have 10